Welcome to The Real Retirees of New Jersey, powered by Liberty Financial Group and Artemis Wealth Advisors. Randy and Peggy Fisher want to help you retire once and retire right. Get more information at TheRealRetireesOfNewJersey.com. They never throw the first punch, but they're always a knockout.
Helping build stable, sustainable, secure income for retirement with the help of Liberty Financial Group and Artemis Wealth Advisors. 908-844-8337, TheRealRetireesOfNewJersey.com to meet the team. My name is Mark Owens, Peggy Fisher, Randy Fisher. Let's get right to it because y'all had a great event earlier this week. A good seminar talking all about Trump and Harris without really talking about the social issues of Trump and Harris. How did it go?
It went awesome, Mark. We had a really, really good, a lot of people came and it was amazing. And you know what was so nice about it too is, as I said, this isn't about what side we like, whether we're Trumpers or whether we're on the Harris side. Mm-hmm. We're just talking about what are the plans that they're laying out and how will that affect your retirement? And it was an amazing workshop, right, Rand?
Yeah, I think it was eye-opening. I mean, I'm not sure if it swayed any voters or anything like that, but I mean, the bottom line is most people walked out of there saying, I didn't know this. I didn't know that. Right. I didn't realize this. I didn't realize that. That's not what I heard. This is what I thought it was.
Yeah.
So what was most surprising to the community? Like, what did people walk away saying, oh, well, that's fascinating. I never realized that.
Well, even just certain things that, you know, either one represents, like we were talking just some things out there, like Trump, he wants to end double taxation on Americans living abroad. I mean, that's pretty big. Mm-hmm. He also talked about how he'll allow interest on car loans to be tax deductible. That's big for a lot of people.
Good old 1970s
and
80s.
Right. It used to be like that. I mean, that would be great. He also said he would not put tax on tips or overtime. You know how big that is for certain people?
Yeah.
You know, that's such a big deal.
Are any of these things going to happen? That's a different story, right? So that's the thing that we need to take into consideration, and it's all relative.
Right.
So, you know, we bring up the points and the facts, particularly as to each side of the aisle, but it really comes down to the dollars and cents. Who's going to get these things done?
Well,
who's going to be able to get them passed? Who's going to get them in, right, and implemented?
I mean,
if it is implemented, then how can it impact you?
Well, especially for retirees. I mean, Trump was saying he's going to get rid of the income tax on Social Security.
That's huge.
That's humongous. That's like major, major, right? So, you know, people were a little surprised by that. And again,
most people don't realize Social Security is actually taxed.
I know. Well, in certain states it is, right? Yeah.
In certain states it is. But
right.
From a federal standpoint,
yes,
it's,
exactly.
It's taxed.
Absolutely. Right.
Because it has a couple different layers there.
Yeah.
Right. So maybe, you know, if you're a married couple and you make over $32,000 a year, 50% of your Social Security is included in your income tax. And that's based on a specific type of formula. And I'm not going to get into that over the radio because it's a little bit more complicated. And then again, if you're over another certain value, it's up to 85% of your Social Security is then included in taxation. But that has to do with all of your other includable income. That's 1099, including tax-free municipal bonds, mm-hmm. where people really don't realize that. So again, coming down to income planning, that's where breaking down your income, if you had an opportunity to do a lot of Roth conversions or to potentially do Roth conversion through your retirement or pre-retirement, that you can eventually affect your taxation level by lowering your taxes over the course of time and potentially increasing the amount of income in which you have. That's what we normally help our clients with.
Yeah, absolutely. And then even on the other side, on the Harris side too, we talked about, you know, certain things that she is stating that she'll do, which is like expanding the child tax credit.
Which is good.
Yeah, and she'll provide tax credits for first time home buyers and developers building affordable housing. We'll see how that goes,
interesting.
Right?
I mean, look.
Some
you
layers
think,
to that, yeah.
Well, I mean, you think about it. Listen, you're having a hard time, you know, developing an amount of money in which you're saving to put down on a down payment.
Right.
So the government's going to give you money to put down on a down payment, but then they're going to make sure that you're going to afford the payment on the loan, where the loan is actually probably twice the amount because of interest rates now than it was 3 years ago.
And then a promise of first time home buyers would get a $25,000
tax credit. You ever hear 2007, 2009?
Right, exactly,
yeah.
Right? What happened
Sounds
then?
Like a repeat performance.
Yeah. And then how about this one? No tax on tips.
Yeah.
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 Right.
I mean, both camps have basically been playing that game, right?
But so, what she does state on hers too, though, is but income will be subject to payroll taxes. So that's interesting portion of that as well.
Back in the day when I used to wait tables and I was a bartender, we never actually claimed our tips because back then it was all cash.
Right. Correct.
And now it's all credit cards. So we never
had
to actually claim it. So
yeah.
We never got taxed on it to begin with. But now we're such a cashless society, I can understand how that would be such a huge benefit to those working their way through college or maybe huge. That second job, you know, waiting tables on the side.
Well, cash is king, right? And, you know, then everything is about the banks. You know, when you deposit cash into the banks over a certain amount, they want to know where it came from and, you know, where'd you print it from and everything else.
And then she said she would not raise taxes on people who earn $400,000 per year or less.
I've been hearing that for 25 years.
I know. And have we seen that? No, because everybody's getting taxed, everybody out there. I don't care what they're saying to you. You're getting taxed. Where do you think, who's going to pay off this 35?
That statement lights my underwear on fire.
I know. Does it, Randy?
It does. It just gets me so burned up. It's ridiculous. And here's the reason why. Because most of the population, and I don't care, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to me. I'm not going to call you stupid right now. Mm-hmm. Stupid. You don't understand the tax system. That's the bottom line. 90% of the population has no idea how the United States tax IRS code works. No idea. So when someone just blatantly says that they're not going to raise taxes on anybody who's making less than $400,000 a year is bull hockey, right? I didn't say bull, you know what, because I get thrown off the air for that one. Bull hockey. And the fact is, if you've gone to our workshops this past week or you want to come to our workshop, we're going to be talking about that again because, here's the story. It will affect you one way or another in 2025 if the tax plan that we're currently under expires.
Right.
The middle class got the biggest breaks of about a 4% tax cut per level, where the upper class, they may be paying more in taxes, but they got a 1% break. The last time I looked, my third grader can tell me that 4 is bigger than 1 and 4 is a larger deduction than what 1 would be, right? So the fact is, if it expired and I had my taxes go up by a 4% clip to some degree, I'm going to pay more in taxes. Now, the statement of they're not going to raise taxes on anybody making more than $400,000, it is a caveat true statement because they're not raising taxes. All they're doing is allowing the tax plan to expire and it goes back to what it was and it automatically gives you a higher tax rate.
Right. And with our surging debt, there's just no way in God's green earth we're going to say to certain groups or factions out there, we're not taxing you.
The government's not going to magically say, you know what, we're going to stop spending. We understand there's a tax problem. Right? We're going to stop. That's not going to happen. All right,
a couple weeks ago, somebody was giving away $1 million to only black men. I mean, how do you do that, right? You know, Kamala Harris came out with, hey, you know, I need your vote. Only black entrepreneur men are going to get a $1 million forgivable loan.
Free loans.
That's not even possible.
That's the equivalent of when Biden said, I'm going to pay off all your student loans.
Right. Well, at least that was more universal, right? There's women, there's men, There's black, white, green, purple, whoever they are. They all got student loans.
Right.
You can't just discriminately say, I'm going to give males instead of females and black instead of white, purple, green, blue, yellow, orange a loan that's forgivable.
We call that unconstitutional.
Yeah, you got to get that vote, though. You're going to say whatever it takes to get that vote.
No, listen, I'd rather you say that no taxes on tips would make sense because no matter who you are, if you're getting tips, it makes sense, right? Or Social Security.
And you talk about the no tax on overtime. How about all the linemen that have been working in North Carolina and Florida, putting in so much overtime?
God bless them.
Yeah. Well, you think they'd appreciate that no tax on overtime right now?
Oh, I think they definitely would.
So there's a lot of questions about taxes, tax strategies right now. You said it last week. Income is the outcome that matters the most in retirement. How do we reach out to you to have deeper discussions about our retirement strategies?
Send a pigeon.
Yeah, no, you send the pigeon with a message. If you give us a call at 908-844-8337, we would love to get an appointment with you. Come on into the office, have a cup of coffee with us. It's, of course, complimentary. And we can talk about all of these things, taxes, Social Security, your retirement, and anything that you want to talk about, we'll have a sit down with you and get you on the right path.
It's Artemis Wealth Advisors and Liberty Financial Group, 908-844-8337. And, of course, you can get more when you visit the RealRetireesOfNewJersey.com. And of course, we invite you to check out the Real Retirees of New Jersey podcast. It is available across all podcast platforms. You mentioned Social Security there, and I want to continue a conversation that we had last week about Social Security. Adults were asked if they really understand Social Security. 54% and said, yes, I totally understand my Social Security. But 10% of advisors, they said their clients truly understand it. So 54% of adults said, yeah, I got it. but only 10% really do.
Well, I agree 100% with the 10% because we do have people come in here all the time and, you know, we'll ask them certain questions and they'll say, yeah, no, I my friend told me that this is what's going to happen. And, you know, we start laughing and then we give some education. So I definitely believe, you know, that people don't have a full understanding. And not only for a reason why, too, though, is it constantly changes, right? I mean, we're constantly every year getting new, different rules and, you know, different percentages of what's going to happen. And, you know, we always make sure that we're up on those rules and we talk about that. Even now we have the rules going forward for 2025. So we start talking with our clients as soon as they come out about what's going to go forward next year and let's get going, you know?
Yeah, Social Security, number one, it's not social, and two, it's not secure. So they should change the name to something else because it's the biggest oxymoron going.
Right.
Mark, I got a question for you. Do you know who the first ever recipient was for Social Security? Randy always talks about this in his workshop. Oh, do you know who that was?
The very first recipient of Social Security. Now, yeah. It's going to be obviously a name we recognize.
Well, I don't know you may recognize it. I don't know, but I'll go ahead and tell you.
Okay, tell me.
So it's Ida Fuller. She collected her first check.
Ida
Fuller, her first check, retired legal secretary in Vermont. And guess how much that check was for?
For a whopping.
Go ahead. I was going to say 93 cents.
No, it's just a teensy.
Just a little bit more.
It's a chintzy bit more. $22.54.
No. The year.
Social Security was created in August 14th of 1935, and Franklin D. Roosevelt signed it into law in January 1st of 1940, but she was the first one in line, Ida Fuller. She collected her first...
She was lucky.
Yeah, she was. She was just the first person in line. She retired. She was a legal secretary in Vermont, and she was the one.
When it still made sense.
Well, yeah. It was a mathematical phenomenon because when they really did put it together, it was outstanding.
Yeah.
There was literally 16 people or so that were actually contributing to the plan while one person was taking it out.
Right.
And the longevity of the withdrawal was less than 2 years. So when someone actually collected a Social Security benefit, it was less than 2 year payment, right? Here's the other mathematical genius to this. Mortality, when you first qualified for Social Security, you needed to qualify at age 65. Male mortality was 59.
Is that crazy? Ooh. Yeah.
So you right. literally, mm-hmm. you were supposed to already be in the ground by
dead.
The time you actually
dead.
Collected the check.
Right.
But the way they actually made this and what they made it for was it was literally known as Social Security insurance because it was insuring that you lived too long. And it was to supplement you between the time that you were, I guess, kind of running out of money.
Right.
Because back then, think about it, in the 1920s and 30s, people didn't retire.
No.
People worked until the day they died.
Right, exactly.
Right? I mean, families lived with families, you know, grandparents lived mm-hmm. with daughters and son-in-laws and everybody else, and families were just like on top of each other. You worked and you worked and you worked. There was no real retirement, right? Mm-hmm. So retirement was, hey, you know, grandpa can't get off the couch anymore. Someone else has got to pick up the slack, or grandma, you know, and vice versa. But it had to do with mortality. It was built correctly. Not today. Today, no. Unfortunately, there hasn't been many adjustments. In fact, there's only been two major adjustments to the Social Security system since it's been in place. And there really needs to be a lot of different adjustments. And a lot of the candidates over the last number of years have been talking about it.
Yeah.
But it's political suicide. Think about that. Yeah. Stand up at a podium and tell a country of 300 million Americans.
You got to wait until you're 80 to
that you
got to
wait until 82 to collect a check.
Right. Yeah.
You ain't getting elected. In fact, you may get assassinated.
Well, look what just happened in Paris recently. What was that last year, right?
About a year and a half ago.
Yeah, they had a march.
And what did they do? They increased it by two years.
2 years, right, exactly.
62 to 64,
yeah.
And 2 million people marched on Paris.
Right.
You know, they had their own little insurrection day.
So what are you doing now, though, for people that come in and they are worried about? We're not going to get the truth from, you know, our politicians, from the government. There's all these rumors that our benefits are going to be cut in the next 4, 5, 6, 7 years. How can we protect our money now for when we need it the most in retirement?
Well, it's funny, too, because when a lot of people come in, I think the biggest question, right, Randy, is definitely
when
should I do it now? Shouldn't I do it? Will mm-hmm. I get more money if I waited? And another big thing is we always tell everybody to go on to the
SSA.gov.
Go take a look first thing, even before you come in here. We always ask that, you know, and take a look
and print it out.
And print it out. It'll tell you exactly how much, if you retired today on this such and such date, what will it be? And then they'll even project out if you waited
full retirement,
what will it be?
And then extended,
what would it be? Right. Mm-hmm. So the first thing we talk about, a lot of people ask the question is, can I and when? That's the major thing, right?
There is major implications to that, though.
Yes.
Right. Because if you actually collect a Social Security benefit and you're working and you earn too much, guess what? There's a penalty.
All right. So we know that you must be 62 years old and paid into the system.
Well, for, you could be less than that if you're a widow.
And, and paid into the system for 10 years, right? That's the general thing. And if you wait till 70, you get much more in benefits. But when we talk to a lot of people,
Who wants to put it off?
Right. And will it be there? Will you live till 70, right?
Well, again, I always talk about this almost every week about the death penalty to Social Security, right? Well, if your spouse is not collected, let's say you don't collect Social Security, and all of a sudden you pass away.
Right. Guess what?
You get a $250 check and a bereavement letter.
Yeah.
You don't get whatever's in the cat in your kitty.
All that work that you did.
It's all gone. It goes to somebody else.
That's right.
How often do you find that happens, that they forgot to fill out the right forms and somebody passes away?
How about just not collecting, right? I mean, somebody says, I don't really need it. I'm going to put it off because I'm going to get more.
And then they pass
away. Well, that's great.
Right.
But you know what? Social Security, ladies and gentlemen, is an annuity. And some people like the word annuity and some people don't like the word annuity. Social Security and the lottery is an annuity. Mm. What that means is you're getting a lifetime payout over a period of time guaranteed, right? In order for you to take advantage of the system, you need to live a long time. So if in the event of mathematics and you say, well, if I'm going to live the longest period of time, I need to collect the check as long as I possibly can. You're going to collect Social Security as early as you possibly can. When you collect Social Security early, you receive a penalty. The penalty could be up to about 25 to 30% of what your full retirement benefit is. So in practicality, I'm just going to use a general number. If my full retirement benefit was $1,000 a month and I retire at age 62, I may only get $750 instead of $1,000. But if my full retirement age was 68, I'd have to wait 6 years in order to collect the benefit of $1,000 versus $750.
Right.
So there comes a time where you can actually calculate what the break even is. What we tell people is if you're healthy, you have other assets, you have other things going on, you know, maybe taking Social Security early is the smart thing to do.
Right.
If you're going to continue to work, this is where people get into a little bit of a pickle. You get people that say, well, I'm going to double dip. I'm going to retire. I'm going to go get another job. And I'm going to collect Social Security at the same time, right? How many people do that, Peg?
Well, a lot.
A lot.
They try.
And their eyes fall out of their head and they go, what?
Right.
I'm going to get penalized?
Yeah.
Yes, you're going to get penalized. Now, luckily, we've actually caught a couple people in the first year.
That's right.
Where you can redo it, right?
That's right.
So you can suspend your benefit within the first year. You can only do it one time, ladies and gentlemen. So if you actually hit your benefit within the first year, you can suspend your benefit and you're not really penalized for it.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that.
They don't know that.
Right.
But here's the big deal. There is a work requirement. It's basically called an earnings test. So if you actually say that you want to click on Social Security prior to your full retirement age, right now it went up a couple bucks. You can actually earn $22,320 this year coming up and still collect all your Social Security check, even though it's going to be reduced if you retire early,
right?
And you initiate your benefits. Anything over $22,300, they're going to take back $1 for every $2 you earn.
That's right. Well, actually, it's $23,400. Just to let you know.
Oh, it's 23.
Yeah, in 2025.
Oh, okay.
Yep, 2025.
So they raised it up.
Yep.
Okay. So now, on top of that, in the year in which you turn full retirement age, so many people that are turning full retirement age at 67 and 6 months or so.
Correct.
If you're 66 years old, you can potentially earn about $60,000 a year and still collect your Social Security benefit.
$62,160 in year 2025.
Okay, Mrs.
Y'all two should date.
Really?
We're married to money.
So, for many, many years.
For many, many years. We're married to money.
Yeah.
So, you know, ladies and gentlemen, you these are things that you literally need to take into consideration because some people have really made those types of mistakes before.
That's right.
And it's cost them in the long run, especially when they're over the first year mark and they can't undo what they're done. So next thing you know, they're continually trying to make ends meet and they have to continue to work. And now what they're doing is they're getting a Social Security check and they're getting it taken away because they're earning too much money.
Right.
So don't make those mistakes. Work with a professional that actually understands income planning. Income planning is not just withdrawing money from your funds that the amount that you need. That's not income planning. That's just a withdrawal feature. Income planning is understanding the platforms and the intricate details of the solutions, the financial products, and the tools that are available to you in order to develop a bona fide income plan, number one, that you can't outlive. Number two, that has appreciable retirement income. Everybody wants to make more during retirement, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because times aren't going to get cheaper. They're going to get more expensive.
That's right.
And you want to never, ever, ever, ever have it at risk. You want a paycheck, not a commission. And there's a difference between a paycheck and a playcheck. People who try to develop their paychecks off of their retirement nest egg that's fully invested, they live off of commission. Because when times are good, they're going to be able to take whatever they want out of the accounts to a degree. But when times are bad, they're going to have to make a decision. Do I take the money out while the market's down and take the loss because I definitely need the income anyway? And the problem there is something called reverse dollar cost averaging. Not to get very technical on you, ladies and gentlemen, but what that means is when the number of units in your account disappear, no matter if you got 100% rate of return, the unit is gone, so it can't reappreciate. So once it's gone, it's gone. Mm-hmm. It cannot go back up. So proper diversification of your income plan to have money that comes in every single solitary week, month, year, and other money that's growing for discretionary spending or to replenish the income plan later, that's the proper way to develop an income plan.
And Rand, a financial planner can be a difference maker. I mean, my gosh, when establishing a retirement income plan that accounts for all future streams, right? And expense obligations. I mean, so give us a call at 908-844-8337. We'd love to be the difference maker to you in this.
And you hear us every week in promoting Artemis Wealth Advisors and Liberty Financial Group. And every week we have somebody new listening that goes, man, I like what Peggy has to say. I appreciate what Randy is educating me on this week. But what is the difference? If I go to Artemis, what service am I getting versus if I'm using Liberty Financial Group? So, Peggy, break it down for me. What is the difference and who's in charge?
She's always in charge.
I'm in charge, Mark. Well, I was like, okay, come on.
That was me and you playing volleyball, Randy.
I loved it.
I set it up and I let you spike it.
So, yeah, here at Liberty Financial Group, what we love to do here is we plan with the insurance portion of your money. We'll talk about annuities. We'll talk about life insurance. We're going to talk about homeowners, auto insurance, all the insurance side of this. And at Artemis, which Randy is head of.
That's risk management.
Yes. And what Randy is in charge of is, you know, all your stocks, your bonds, your wealth management portion of your money.
And cleaning the toilet.
You're so full of it. You never touch that thing. Let's be honest, shall we?
What you hear is what you get. When you sit down to start customizing this plan, you're going to shake the hand of Randy Fisher. You're probably going to get a big hug from Peggy Fisher.
You are.
These are the teammates that you're going to work with from the beginning, correct?
We want to be hands-on. I mean, we have other people that actually do and have job functions within our organization.
Sure.
And we definitely
rely on them.
We rely on them.
And appreciate was the word I was thinking.
I was coming up with a lot of other different adjectives to that. But
I felt appreciate.
Yeah, appreciate's a good one.
Yeah.
And really, they have the jobs and duties that in which we need to have function behind the scenes. But we want to have the relationships one-on-one, face-to-face with our clients because we feel that it's more of a family environment. And, yeah. And Peggy's not kidding. I mean, when people come in, literally, every person that walks out the door has got a hug, they 100%. Get something on the way out,
there's
the
no
door,
doubt.
And yep. Yeah. There's no time frame. So everybody says, you know, how long do we have to sit? And literally, it's as long as they want to be here.
Right.
That's great.
We have people that walk through the door and sit down and watch TV during the course of the day and have a cup of coffee with us, you know, once in a while. And we have other people that come in just to drop something off. And we have other people that say, hey, I need a review. But we're constantly talking to people over and over and over again. It's a family environment.
The kids are home from college. They're driving me crazy. I had to get out of the house.
He had to hide.
Couple hours.
He or she had to hide.
Yeah.
I just dropped off the wife at Kohl's. Can I come over?
Wait, that's a true story. That is one of our clients. Right? That's exactly what he said.
Yeah. So it's Liberty Financial Group and Artemis Lounge. So a little bit of everything.
It's like Starbucks.
Yeah.
908-844-8337. Again, 908-844-8337. That initial consultation, no cost, no obligation. A lot of great information this weekend about regardless of who wins the election, how is it going to affect your bottom line? Plus Social Security, a lot of changes coming. Are you prepared? Sit down with Randy. Sit down with Peggy. Let's have these conversations. 908-844-8337. Peggy, Randy, thank you. Thank you for the information and the education this weekend. And we invite you to check out the Real Retirees of New Jersey podcast. This weekend show, a full archive, all commercial free. Again, Real Retirees of New Jersey. Just put a search on it wherever you find your favorite show. For Randy Fisher, for Peggy Fisher, this has been the Real Retirees of New Jersey. And it's all powered by Artemis Wealth Advisors and the Liberty Financial Group.
We
We are an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of financial and insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. Investment advisor services offered through Artemis Wealth Advisors, a registered investment advisor. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendations to buy or sell any financial vehicle. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments can fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Artemis Wealth Advisors is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency and does not provide legal or tax advice. Please consult with your attorney, accountant, and or tax advisor for advice concerning your particular circumstances. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance and annuity products offered through Peggy A. Fisher and Liberty Financial Group, LLC, National License Number 1894-2003 and 570-5833.